The Trump administration has big plans for IT modernization, you may have heard. The Office of Management and Budget recently released the president's management agenda articulating that goal. And meanwhile, the Defense Department shares the modernization outline in its national defense strategy, but to increase its lethality. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman heard the latest from federal CIO Suzette Kent and files this report.
Depending on where you stand in the federal government, the Trump administration's big IT modernization push might lead to different goals. For the Defense Department, it means using a technological edge to increase lethality on the battlefield. That's according to its new national defense strategy. For the White House and the federal chief information officer, it's about getting better data analysis from the government's huge trove of data. And for the General Services Administration, together with the Agriculture Department, it's about overhauling the way agencies deliver services online to their customers, whether those customers are members of the public or other government agencies. In the new president's management agenda, the Office of Management and Budget lists IT modernization as one of three major pillars. Speaking Thursday at IBM's ThinkGov event, federal CIO Suzette Kent said in some cases, IT modernization is about playing catch up.
I wish I could stand here and talk only about innovation, cutting edge technology, and some of the cool things that are going on outside. That's important. But we still have many things to do just to be current in the 21st century. And that is also what's part of the president's management agenda. The PMA is not necessarily, a new fad. In fact, most of the focus areas are continued. They are things that many of you have been working on. But they're put together under the context of how we use IT to serve mission, how we change our approach to the way that we look at data and consider data as the highest value asset that we have, and that we ensure the workforce, the people in this room, the people who serve citizens, the people who are mission fighters, actually have the tools that they need to deliver against the mission.
In many cases, the federal government is taking a page from the private sector when it comes to modernizing IT. For example, the Modernizing Government Technology, or MGT Act, that Congress passed last year, sets up working capital funds at agencies. Those funds allow agencies to save up annual appropriations to invest in multi-year IT projects. Kent says the idea for the working capital fund was borrowed from industry.
Some of the flexible funding vehicles coming from the private sector, I'm very excited about those because large-scale transformation, it takes a vision. And it takes multiple years. So the funding that you have has to support that same process so that you can be visionary and tactical at the same time. So leveraging those vehicles are important.
At a White House summit with tech leaders this week, Kent said they discussed ways to get the most out of the federal government's huge stores of data. She says that's one advantage government CIOs have over industry.
The federal government has the best data in the world. I won't run through a list of statistics, but the data that is produced is extraordinary. It's important, and we can solve problems using that data. But we have to address basic things around the hygiene, the principles of sharing, a fierce protection of privacy, what things we keep internal, what things we make available to the public. And the way that we're approaching that is creating a long-term strategy, and a strategy that will hopefully last when the next person is up here talking to you, but will position us as a lighthouse forward.
The White House wants modernization to be its legacy for future administrations, and it wants the Agriculture Department to serve as its poster child. USDA is the first agency to stand up 5 centers of excellence. It'll do that with help from the General Services Administration and the Office of American Innovation. Those centers will address things like IT infrastructure and customer experience. Kent says once the process is over, other agencies will follow in USDA's footsteps.
The component of user-centered design, the way that we are moving towards that is very important. That's where we're using centers of excellence to build the path forward and to create success and to be able to replicate that. That's where we are using our various design teams to work directly with agencies to build new skills and to pivot to these processes going forward. There are a lot of opportunities for support. We just have to move quickly on that journey together.
Bob DeLuca is the executive director for the Centers of Excellence IT Modernization Program at GSA. He says the value of the centers is the partnership between government and the private sector. DeLuca said USDA has cast a wide net within the agency to reassign many of its own people to work on the Centers of Excellence. He says they'll help keep the operation running long after GSA stands up Centers of Excellence at other agencies.
The model that we're working with our great partner in USDA is that we are working hand in hand with them. So the design of the COEs is not to be at an agency forever. It is to be there for a certain period of time to help produce the modernization and then take that playbook and go to the second agency and the third agency and however this goes out. But we don't want to leave a hole when we leave. So we're training the detailees as well as producing this modernized system.
Once GSA does move on to the next agency, DeLuca says USDA still has its work cut out for itself.
By the time we're finished in 2 or 3 years at Department of Agriculture, it's not going to be done. But the culture that we leave behind will be a culture that is continuing that presence. And we hope to package that again and bring that to the next place if it's not there already.
Over on the defense side of things, the military services have their own modernization agenda. Major General William Hicks is the deputy director of the Army Modernization Command Task Force. He says making sure the military has a tech advantage on the battlefield is key to maximizing lethality.
We are moving very aggressively to exploit the leading edge of development today. Cloud computing in particular and instantiation of narrow AI, and as broad AI becomes increasingly available, we'll look to exploit that as well. And you see that in a host of areas, from pilot assist capabilities in helicopters to tools that we give to soldiers.
Increasing the military's lethality is one of the leading goals of the Defense Department's latest national defense strategy. Looking ahead, Hicks says he's also looking to use advances in augmented and virtual reality to train soldiers. While the Army prefers live training when it can help it, Hicks says virtual training could help get more bang for the Army's buck.
Immersion in a virtual environment gives the average leader, the sets and reps, to raise their game in ways that we have not been able to do because of the expense of live training. You always want to do the live training. That's kind of your graduation exercise. But if you can raise the level of competence and familiarity of leaders and their units in the virtual space before you go live, you get a far better outcome at the end of the day. You know, our very best units train live all the time, our Tier 1 counterterrorist forces. But they also have ammunition accounts that we usually associate with corps, which are several hundred thousand people. We can't do that for every platoon and squad in the Army.
In Washington, Jory Heckman, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Jory's story at FederalNewsRadio.com.